Listen, most emails suck. Mine doesn't. I started What the Fuck Weekly, my weekly newsletter that hits your inbox every Monday so that I can provide business insights from everything happening in our fitness industry. I take all the shit that's going on, I boil it down to the important stuff, and then I tell you exactly what you need to learn from this and to apply to your micro gym. Guys, go to the link in my Instagram bio, sign up for it. You're going to get it every single Monday. I promise it is going to be one of the best emails you get every single week. I hope you enjoy it. And now enjoy this podcast. What is up, guys? It is Stu, and it is another episode of the What the Fuck Gym Talk podcast. Should you open your own micro gym or should you franchise? Now, I've made content before. There's obviously three options, guys. You can have corporately owned stores, meaning you own them, you open them, you run them. You take all the wins, you take all the losses. Corporately owned. Then there are licensees where you own the business, but you pay to use a name brand like CrossFit or Board 30 or like what Urban Movement was going to do or NC Fit or OPEX or Disney or Calvin Klein. These are all examples of licenses. You just pay to use their mark and likeness. And then there's franchise where you are paying for everything. The whole kit and caboodle, the fucking the systems, the marketing, the layout. You don't have to think as much as you have to write a check. And then you have to either work in the business yourself or hire the individuals. And they'll tell you exactly how many to hire and who to hire and how to run everything. It's done for you. Okay? So those are the three. And I have a lot of you guys who are looking to open a gym post the COVID world, even though we're not fully out of it. But a lot of questions, should I do a franchise or should I open my own? And here's the number one, like the first question mark, like if you were doing one of those yes, no flow charts, you ever see it where like it asks the questions and yes, and then it flows to the left and it asks another question. No, it flows to the right. Do you align with a current franchise organization? And when I mean align, do your core values align with them? Have you ever been a customer or experienced it and thought, oh my God, this is a great product. I actually enjoy this. This is something I could truly believe in and sell. Can you do that? Because if you cannot go ahead and say, I thoroughly enjoy like that product, that service, I could get behind it even though I didn't create it. Like I would be a customer of this myself. Then I think you can continue down the franchise path. However, if you've checked out all the available franchises, Metabolic, Orange Theory, F45, Row House, all that stuff, and you've said, no, I like them, sure, I respect them, I get it, but I don't know, it's just not me. I don't think their version of this isn't something I could sell. If it's a no, then you, my friend, are probably better poised to open your own thing. And what I would tell you is that you would continue to search either independently corporate-owned stores, licensees, and franchises, and be a connoisseur of all of them. And then pull the bits and parts that you like from each one and create a white space model. And for a full in-depth analysis as to how to create a white space model, like I successfully did with Urban Movement, go check out, it's in the WTF Gym Talk Show, which is in a series I have on YouTube, and there's one in there called Finding the White Space, and I walk you through that step by step. Now, and that's free, right? Just go to YouTube, check that out. Now, going back to it, so let's say you do align yourself with the franchise, right? You find one that you align with. The next question on this flow chart is, can you afford it? Meaning, you do your research, you set up a discovery call, or you get their information packet, and they'll tell you exactly what the upfront costs are. Okay. Now, when affording it means you could go get a loan, you could bring in some investors, you could use your own capital, but are you able to procure the funds for this? And if you need to go get funding and lending, you need to start having conversations with banks yesterday. If you're going to get other investors, you need to think about who would I want to bring on here and are they a cash partner, a strategic partner, or a skill set partner? And I've done videos on that as well. Those are just the three kinds of partnerships and the reasons you partner with people, either for the money, either for a unique skill set or because they have strategic business relationships that you don't that are going to help significantly bolster the success of your business. Now, once you decide you're going that route, you know, I'm going to do a franchise, I know which franchise, I have the funding, now the kind of the roller coaster it's dropped down off the hill and you're kind of along for the ride, and they kind of take your hand and kind of walk you through that process. On the opposite end, if you've decided to go micro gym, right, you know, the entire process is just you. And that's, I honestly, if I were to do this again, and I mean this in full 100% honesty, let's say not do it again. If I were to do it now, right now, going into 2022, I'm me, I've done what I've done, I've got money, and I want to get back into the fitness industry. I could obviously pop open an Urban Movement, but let's just take that variable out. So let's just say I was here, I had money, I'm familiar with the fitness industry, I might have even done something in the fitness industry, successful or not, I would go franchise. At this stage in the game, I would grow franchise. I would be very picky on which franchise I would go, and I'll share with you guys which franchise model I would go with here at the end. But I would go franchise. And the only reason being is because at my age, at 36 years old, I'll be 36 in like 2 weeks, even with if I have the money or can access the money, and with my experience in the fitness industry, I don't want to go it alone anymore. Like, I'm not going to lie, the independently owned micro gym owner game where you're fucking, you wake up at 4 a.m., you grind it out, and in between classes, you're doing all the business shit, and it's exciting. But that is a fucking 60-hour week game, and it's something that generally is going to be successfully attacked by someone who is young, single, and no kids. Like, that's it. Like, that's honestly, now, sure, you could be married, middle-aged and have 4 kids and still pull it off, the likelihood of success is significantly lower. And right now, I think to myself, I've got 1 kid, I'm no longer married, I've got a girlfriend, I think about my life right now, I would go franchise 100,000% if it were me. But that's the thing is going, let me now just talk about, you know, kind of how I view the two models besides obviously where I'm at currently today, I would do this. But let me speak more broadly for you guys as to how I would look at, do I go micro gym or do I go franchise? And obviously that answer is super specific to you. You got to have a level of self-awareness as to what really do you want and what are you good at. So for example, if you get into the fitness industry because you love fitness, but you also want to make a good living, like, and you don't want to have to wait 5 to 10 years to figure it out, maybe franchise is a better option for you. Or maybe a license, depending on how much business support they provide. But if you are, you know, hey, I'm super passionate about doing it this one specific way, I can't find this specific way, and I truly don't think I'm the best at wearing all these hats, but I'm willing to fucking put in the work every day, then, you know, open your own micro gym. I'll be honest, that self-awareness, though, it's missing. And it's missing from all of us. I have to check myself on the fucking regular. Stu, that is not your wheelhouse. Do not fucking do it. Even in this, with what I do with the consulting, there are so many times somebody wants to hire me to do a thing and I'm not going to do it. I had a group want me to do a multi-unit valuation of all their businesses in order to counter offer a purchase offer they got. They wanted to raise, they thought the price should be higher. They wanted to counter. So they had a handful of locations. They wanted me to look at the valuation of them, you know, think about the market index, like the future of the market in the fitness industry and where we think these businesses would be in 5 years, and then make a counter offer of a higher dollar amount. Just, it's not my wheelhouse. You know, if I'm going to do anything valuation wise, I refer it to Clayton Ferrer. He owns Rig Equipment Financing. If you guys don't know them, they're probably one of the largest financers of equipment and upfits for micro gyms. And the dude's so good with numbers, like to an obnoxious level to where I can't wrap my head around it. That's what I'd refer to, right? So I have a self-awareness that like the math part at that level is not for me. But you also got to have awareness for yourself too and just realize like, I really love coaching, but I hate all the business stuff. Then you shouldn't do a micro, you shouldn't open your own micro gym. Because guess what? 90% of the job is business stuff. It's numbers, it's marketing, it's sales, it's retention, it's customer relations and communications. 10% is coaching. It's the fucking truth. So if you're into it because you really like coaching and you open a gym, you're a fucking moron. You were a fucking moron because you were not self-aware enough to fucking say, oh yeah, I really am only going to like 10% of this job. Maybe I should hire, you know, I should partner with someone who could be my CEO on the business side, or maybe I should open a franchise. Now, let me talk about real quick. I'll talk about which franchise model I would do, but let me just make this statement, and I believe this with every ounce of my being. The most dangerous fitness operator right now is a micro gym owner who failed and then opens a franchise. Hear me out. I feel like this should probably have to be its own podcast, and maybe it will be, but that individual is probably the right jockey. They just didn't know how to build their own horse. Meaning, this is someone who is a hard worker. They see the angles. They understand. Unfortunately, the fitness methodology that they promoted, that they created, and maybe not created, but they piggybacked on, they just couldn't find a way to make it attractive to the public. They couldn't build a brand around it. They didn't know how to market it. They had a hard time organizing the HR and the team because they've never really been in that kind of a leadership role where they have multiple coaches working for them and staff members. They were the right person. They just did not possess the skill sets needed to grow their own brand successfully, and they failed. Like, they legit failed. But you now put that same individual in a franchise model, holy shit. Number one, they've got a chip on their shoulder. They already took an L on their own thing, and now they're coming back with a vengeance. I think that chip on the shoulder is an amazing motivator and just a very, very nasty 1-2 punch of productivity and just motivation for that owner. Number two, they now know what they didn't know before. Like, you take someone who kind of flailed around their own business, their gym, they didn't really ever have any client acquisition system, they didn't even really have any systems whatsoever, they just kind of were figuring it out for 6 years before they closed up shop and went out of business. Now you hand them all the marketing they need. You hand them a done-for-you client acquisition system. You hand for them a brand that already has a power and awareness in the market. That individual does well. I would fucking put money on it. And because I truly think that a micro gym owner who tried their hand at creating their own thing and it didn't work out, I think they become a fucking superhero when it comes time for, you know, if they become a franchisee. I truly do. And I know several people who have gone this route with franchises. And they were a micro gym owner first. They did it for 3 to 7 years and it didn't work out. But my God, they're one of the top performers in that company. Because think of all the other people. Think of the other competitors in your market when you're a franchisee. Other franchises of not only your own brand, the brand you franchise with, but others. How many of them are first-time owners? I'll give you an answer. A lot of them. A lot of them are just people with money who saw an easy opportunity. But there you are, a fucking veteran soldier who's been on a losing team, and now you got picked up by a winning team. It'd be like if you were on the Cleveland Browns for 10 years, and then you got traded to the Tampa Bay Bucks or the fucking Patriots or any other fucking top performing NFL team. Like, you would be an asset because you've seen shit. You've got a harder work ethic because your thing wasn't going well. You had to work harder than the other guy. And now you're given the right weapon. You're given a weapon of mass destruction. And you already know how to pull the trigger, and you know what happens if it's fucking the gut, you know, it's jammed and you need more ammo. Like, you just have such a much better, you know, vision of field than those that just jump into the franchise thing because they have cash and they think it's a cash, you know, it's going to give them a X amount return in 7 years. So that's my thoughts on this. I definitely, as I'm even just spinning this podcast, I realize this needs to be a deeper one. I'll definitely go further in detail on this. But the franchise that I would right now invest in 100,000%, if I was looking to get back into the brick and mortar game, it'd be Metabolic. I 100%, and you guys know, this is not like something I just started spewing out. I've been such a fan of their stuff for years and years and years now. And now that I see them, they're going to be at 60 franchisees by the end of this year, 2021. I see nothing but amazing growth. And I think the white space now that's there, the same white space that I was penetrating with Urban Movement, I think Metabolic's got a head start and they've just got an open runway to dominate that high operational capacity, strength-driven model And they just do it smarter than the CrossFit gyms. And I'll say that to anyone's fucking face. They do it smarter. And when I say smarter, they do it with from a business sense. It is much smarter. The profit margins are there. The careers are able to be there. The systems are there. It's just a smarter operation than the average independently owned micro gym. So that's the one I would invest in. Yeah, if you guys are ever interested in it, that's something you ever want to talk about, you're considering a franchise and you want to just hey, can I get a deeper insight as to what you think about F45 or Metabolic? Please just shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'd be more than happy to jam with you on that. All right, guys, that's all I got for you today. Until I talk to you in the next podcast, have a great fucking day.